Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So we are back this week for the podcast Les Millionnaires des Diamants. Thank you so much, Guy, for being with us. So last week, we have started a new section into the book that we are covering for the podcast. So for those who are following us for the first time, we are in the book Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. And we have reached the section about vision. So remember, all of the chapter, all of the section that we are covering in the book are actually competencies that a great leader need to have and develop to actually help people and develop their own influence. So yes, vision. We have started last week by understanding what is vision. So we had three elements to cover, and we start with what you can see determine what you can be. So we've covered also that in our team and with the people that we are working with, there's four kinds of people. People who will never see it, that actually most of the times will quit what they are doing because they're not able to have that vision. People who see it but never pursue it on their own. Those are followers and they are extremely important. They will never do it for themselves, but actually they want to be part of something. So as leader, we need to understand that this represents 80% of the people that we will work with. We can help them and share our vision with them. There's also people who see it and pursue it. They are called achiever. So when you have that ambition to develop all of your abilities as a leader, most of the time at first, you will be that achiever. You will be that person that, yes, is doing it by themselves. But remember, the highest level of leadership are people who see it, pursue it, and help others see it and pursue it. That's what we call reproduction. That's one of the highest level of leadership. And that's what we want to be able to do. So today we are finishing that introduction to understand really well what is vision and why it is so important for a leader to have that vision. So that second element that is really important is you see only what you are prepared to see. So obviously, okay, vision is not only something that you will state at first. It's something also that will be developed because you will meet actually different opportunity in your life. So we are all live under the same sky, but we don't have all the same horizon. So it means that some of the people that you will working with or some of the leader, sometimes you look at them and say, how can they like have that picture in their mind so clear about what they want in life? Well, they have developed it over time, but it's just that they are able to look so far, okay, at the horizon and say, this is where I want to go. So you can learn that, okay? So not everyone have that vision. Not everyone can have a vision, but everyone can have a vision, but not everyone does. So to help us understand that, I really love the story that we found in the book that John Maxwell told us. And I will let Sylvain share that story about people from the same family that don't share the same vision. So Sylvain, I'll let you go.
Yes. Again, I love this quote. We all live under the same sky, but we don't have all the same horizon. So it's the story of a bishop from the East Coast who paid a visit to a small Midwestern religious college around the beginning of the 20th century. So he stayed at the home of the college president, who also served as the college professor of physics and chemistry. So after the dinner, the bishop mentioned that he thought that just about everything in nature had been discovered and all invention had been conceived. The college president politely disagreed and said he felt there would be many more discovery. Impossible. Okay, what invention do you think is going to have. He said, I'm certain that within 50 years, men would be able to fly. Flying? No, only angels can fly, he answered. So the bishop's name was Milton Ride, and he had two boys at home, Orville and Wilbur, who would prove to have greater vision than their father. The father and his son both lived under the same sky, but they didn't have all the same horizon. So just a reminder that those brothers, the Wright brothers, they were the first to do the first flight with a motor. So can you imagine?
I actually love, because when you started to read, just to let you know in the book, if you don't have it, that at first, when John Maxwell started the story, he didn't say the name of the bishop. But when you get to that point, like instantly you make the connection and say, oh my God. Okay, so yes. So as you can see, okay, we are influenced a lot by our family, but sometimes our family are not the one having the vision. So here, like the two boys are the one having the vision. And like today we know that it's because of them that we are able to travel the world with the plane and everything like that. So we need to have that vision, okay? So if we want to possess a vision for our leadership, we actually need to be prepared, because it won't happen by themselves. Yes, there is a couple genius sometimes on Earth, but it's not the majority. So we need to understand how can I be not like the father, but be like the two boy, having that bigger vision. So we need to get excited in life. We need to be motivated, and we need to be actually prepared for opportunity. So if you want to develop, I have a couple elements that I want to share with you on how you can be prepared for an opportunity. Because if you want to have and develop that vision and being able to transmit something that has never been accomplished or achieve such a big goal and accomplish a big vision, at some point, you have to be able to see opportunity. So how can you be sure that you will grab those opportunities when they get in front of you? So first of all, you need to have that continuous self-improvement. So you cannot say, I have learned something, I will sit on my couch and wait for opportunity to get in front of me. No, you need to be always in a state of learning. You actually need to develop the skills in your field. You need to train yourself, read books, and watch tutorials. Which means that for us, example, in an MLM, are you following the training? Are you trying to improve yourself? Do you take initiative on new things that you can learn, especially on social media with all the new trends, all the new apps, all the new way of doing? Are you developing your skills, the skills of connection with people, building a relationship, coach them, orient them, mentor them? So all of that. Because you are in action, you will learn so much for yourself, for your leadership. And when something new, something unprecedented happened, because you are in action, you'll be able to see it. What it is really important also to see and grab opportunity is actually to network. Because if you don't build relationship, you'll never know how and who can change your trajectory. And that's what I love about our business. We are in the business of network marketing, which is actually to understand the power of the network of one person. So in our business, we meet somebody, like we do a party, okay, a virtual party. They invite people to the party, people that we don't know, but because we have a relationship with the hostess for us, and he introduced us to its network, we are now able to benefit from that network and continue expanding. Because sometimes it's not the people that we know, that will help us change our trajectory is how we know somebody that knows somebody else. And I don't know if the statistic is still true, but previous COVID, it has been said that you are at 7 person in a network to connect with all the world, like out of the 8 billion people on that earth. So we need to understand the power of network. You got to stay up to date, which means that if it evolves in time, you need to stay connected with what is evolving. That's a big change that we had to do in 2020 during COVID. And you got to step out of your comfort zone. So if you want to grab opportunity to expand your vision, you got to try new things and you got to take initiative. Like use your creative imagination, use like your brain just to see how can we do something different? How can we do something that we never experienced? Even if it fails, because you're in action, you'll be able to stay connected. And the other element to develop that ability of seeing opportunity and your vision is, are you able to recognize opportunity? Okay, so as we said, opportunity won't knock at your door. Just to like share with you when I've started in my business. So I'm at Tupperware, and in 2015, I've been invited at a home party. In my mind, I never thought that I will be selling Tupperware. So what happened? Why I have been able to see it as an opportunity? Well, actually, I was working. I was making some change. I was trying new things in my life. But inside of myself, I was at a place that I thought myself, I need to find an opportunity or something that will give me the possibility to make more money with a job that is not at a specific time on a schedule. So I've attended the home party. I was there to help my friends just to buy some of the products that I wanted. I've decided like to do a home party, but when we get at the point that we had the opportunity to ask questions about the business, everything, like all of the dots connected in my mind. Because remember, I had made some change in my life, like the way I was doing my master degree, I was actually having 5 jobs. But with that 5 jobs, I still have that stress and I was still looking for something like a call or a sign that I can find something better. So all the dots connected when I've asked questions about the business and I decided, well, let's just try it. So if I had said no to get to that party, well, actually, for sure, I won't be here today. And if that person haven't been give us the opportunity to ask questions, I won't be here today even. So you just actually gotta have and understand how you're feeling inside of you. You gotta be open mind. Because if I had been saying I will never sell that products, instead of saying, well, this give me the opportunity to make more money, I have been open-minded. So now I have said yes. So be proactive at some point in your life. And also be sure, as Sylvain said last week, set yourself big goals. Because if you don't have goals of what you want, I wanted money. I wanted a place where I can make more money and decide of my schedule. Well, because I have that goal, I have been able to see opportunity. Because if you don't set yourself goal, even if they're small, even if they're like big, you won't be able to see opportunity because opportunity arrives to help you accomplish that goal. So keep that in mind, that by always trying to see for opportunities, this will help you also like make your vision bigger and bigger. Now, let's get to the final point for today, the third element of why it is important to have a vision. So the third point is what you see is what you get. Okay? So actually in life, if we get back to the first book that we have covered in the podcast, it was the book about the secret. So if I summarize very fast like the book, it's all about energy, that actually all of the people on Earth are vibrating. So you have some vibration. They can be positive, they can be negative. So if your vibration are positive, what will happen is the vibration that you send all around you, okay, the universe will send you back the same energy as your vibration. So if I'm in a good mood and I have a good mindset and my vibration are positive, I send positive vibration and the universe send me back that positive vibration, which means the universe send me those opportunity, those idea, like all of those things. But if actually your vibration are negative, what the universe will send you? It will send you negative energy. And that's the reason why, like, especially people that are saying, well, it always happened to me. I'm always that person who never get anything. Well, actually, what you've been saying is actually what you've been receiving. So leader understand, okay, that actually they have to believe it to see it. But most of the people will say, I have to see it to believe it. So most of the people don't understand that it starts with them, okay? Instead of like thinking that, okay, it needs to happen around me before I believe it. So that's a big shift you have to do in your mindset. And we have great example, and I will let Sylvain also share the story of two person with like that had been at the head of big company that understand that principle.
Yes, big vision. You see what what you see is what you get. Okay, so think about how refreshing it is to drink a Coca-Cola with a hot day. Okay, hundreds of millions of people around the world have enjoyed this experience thanks to the vision of Robert Woodruff. During his tenure as a president of Coca-Cola during 1923 and 1955, Woodruff boldly declared, "We will see that every man in uniform get a bottle of Coca-Cola for 5 cents, wherever he is and whatever the cost." When World War II had ended, Woodruff stated that before he died, he wanted every person in the world to have tasted Coca-Cola. Robert Woodruff was a man of vision. With careful planning and a lot of persistence, Woodruff and his colleagues reached their generation and around the globe for Coke. So can you imagine? Yeah, everybody knows now this company thanks to his vision. And another great man of vision, Walt Disney. So when Disney World first opened, Mrs. Walt Disney was asked to speak at the grand opening since Walt had died. She was introduced by a man who said, "Miss Disney, I just wish Walt could have seen this." She stood up and said, "He did," and sat down. So Walt Disney knew it. Robert Woodruff knew it. Even Flip Wilson knew it. So what you see is what you get. So can you imagine? He conceived Walt Disney in his head and he never had the chance to see it. But yeah, you see it.
So I know that it exists a poster of where like you have you see Walt Disney with Mickey Mouse, but like behind him is actually the castle, but like it's like a dream. And he said like, yes, you can envision, you can see actually what your future will be, even if, yes, Walt Disney never had the chance to see physically, okay, Walt Disney World, but yes, he has been able to like envision it in its mind. So leader needs to have aspiration. Those are aspiration and they are so big because yes, those kind of leader, they are the one who change the world. And I know that like we're not like those people, okay, like Walt Disney and like we won't necessarily like build a park like he did. but actually, okay, at our stage, at the place you're at, with the people you're working with, in your business, it is so important to have those aspirations and those vision. Because if you don't have it, and you let that to other people, what is happening is actually you will become a mundane person. So mundane person are those one. They are the one who only, they will only trust what they see instead of envisioning something bigger. They will want what is immediate instead of like developing that patience and know that good stuff take time to happen. They will only he will trust only what he can put in his hands instead of like thinking about what he can build with his hands. They will lack depth, so which means that all of what they trust, all of what they see or actually do is something that is at the surface instead of digging into their soul. They will lack vision and they will lack dream. They will just like be in that rat race. Okay, I know that Sylvain talked a lot about this concept, especially with money. Like they will just be in that routine. And at some point, I even call them zombie. That yes, they live, but actually they don't live their life. They are a person that is actually, I don't know how to translate it in English, mais ils subissent leur vie. I know it's, how can I translate that? But like they don't live their life. They are a victim actually in the situation. They are walking, but they are actually going nowhere. They don't have vision. They don't have goal. They stay in a routine and they always feel dissatisfied of their life. So don't be that person. Be a somebody that has a vision. And we won't have the same vision, okay? Because we are different. Our experience are different. The way we want to go is different. But if you don't have that vision, this is what is will be challenging because you won't be able to see opportunity and build something bigger for your life. So leaders set their eyes to the horizon and their heart on the people. So those great leaders understand that it is so important to have that vision and those goals, but they need to trust that it's only with a team, with people that like grab that mission and that vision that they are able to accomplish it. So if you really actually want to know what is the temperature of your team and your organization, the only way you can do it is if actually you are working with the leader in your team. You take the temperature out of them. And if they're not able to say back to you, what is that vision? What is that mission? What are the goals that you are working with? Well, it's impossible for them to get with you in that journey and help you accomplish it. So that's the reason why, as a leader, because we are building something, something that we don't have right now, you need to have a clear vision. It's gotta be crystal clear, those goals, those mission, and those visions. So only then people will get with you and say, okay, let's accomplish that together. So that is the three reasons we've just covered of why it is important for a leader to have big vision, because what you can see determine what you can be, you see only what you are prepared to see, and what you see is what you get. So keep that in mind, that a vision is something so big that yes, you will set goal to achieve it, but with big vision, get big action, and this is how you can change your trajectory. So tomorrow we will continue giving you more tips on how you can build and develop that vision. So thank you so much, Guy, for being with us. We're seeing you tomorrow at 8. Bye, everyone.